If you should eat a steak or a hamburger today, chances are one of five big beef packing companies helped get it to your table. And soon it could be a Brazilian company doing that work, because a Brazilian meat packing company has bought or announced plans to buy three big U.S. meat companies. We have some reaction this morning from industry analyst Steve Kay.
They've executed a stunning coup d'etat in the meat industry. They've come out of nowhere to turn the structure of the industry on its head.
So reporter Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has been talking with meat packers.
Cowboys on horseback don't have a whole lot to do with raising cattle these days. But U.S. beef industry executives could be forgiven for feeling a little like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, characters in a movie stocked by efficient, relentless bounty hunters.
Who are those guys?
My name is Joesley Batista. We like the beef industry.
Speaking on a conference call, JBS president Joesley Batista says the company gobbled up competitors to become the world's largest and most efficient beef packer. It picked up U.S.-based Swift last summer and boosted production as other companies were scaling back. Just last week, JBS Inc. deals to buy one Australian and two more U.S. packers, National Beef and Smithfield Beef. Mega rancher and hog producer Bill Haw says JBS is a tough competitor with immaculate timing.
The packing industry for the last 3 years in the United States has suffered almost continual losses, really debilitating losses, compounded by the extreme weakness of the dollar.
Brazil's currency has climbed dramatically against the dollar. Meanwhile, trade barriers have shut American packers out of huge markets in Europe and parts of Asia. Haw says the industry, once clustered around teeming stockyards in Chicago, Omaha, and Kansas City, is in the throes of a globalization push. But he says it won't be the first big change. And the view from his office in the old Kansas City Livestock Exchange building proves it.
75 years ago, we would have seen pens capable of receiving 60,000 cattle a day. We'd have seen the smoke from 12 packing plants, men horseback, trains coming and going. And the fact is, it's over.
There's a parking garage and a call center out there now. Though in the countryside, scattered remnants of the old system hang on. Large cattlemen in dirty brown coveralls bid on calves at the Tri-County Auction Barn. They'll put several hundred pounds on each animal, grazing them in their fields, and then sell them to a feedlot broker or directly to one of the five big packing companies. Seeing those companies dwindle to three worries these men, and they've got an ally. Speaking from his farm in Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, says he'll take steps to block JBS.
Not only is there fewer places for farmers to market their products, but also you're going to put in the hands of one entity a greater supply of cattle that they own for slaughter.
JBS is picking up huge cattle feeding operations along with the packing houses. That's called vertical integration. It's already happened in the chicken and pork industries, pushing prices down but running thousands of farmers out of the business. Grassley wants Congress or the Justice Department to stop JBS. Industry analysts say that's unlikely and predict the deal will drive down consumer prices as JBS transforms the U.S. beef industry. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.